Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast, kicking off the start of the new week, heading into round 23. We'll have a rapid review coming a little bit later this morning, and then we'll be going into Bloke in a Bar Studios for the deep review. I think we'll also be having a look at the highest paid players list that came out via the Daily Telegraph, so stay tuned for that. I might give a quick preview of my thoughts on it a little bit later today on the podcast as well, so stay tuned for all that, but... Last night, I posted on the Instagram page a post about Selwyn Cobbo and Joseph Suaalii, talking about those two. We've obviously got a World Cup at the end of the year. We went through and did our Smokies the other day. This was two guys that we did talk about. Now, personally, I would be shocked if at least one of these two isn't in the side, which is pretty wild. I mean, I remember watching Selwyn Cobbo playing centre last year for the Brisbane Broncos going, oh, I don't know if he's really ready for this level yet. He then went back to Queensland Cup. He absolutely killed it in the grand final. If you haven't watched those highlights, go and type it in. Playing for Winner Manly, I think it was. Just one of the best games you'll ever see from a player on a losing side. He was incredible that day. Remember watching that thinking, okay, you know, maybe this kid is, obviously he's had a lot of hype. I thought it'd take him a little bit longer, but to go back and still do that against grown men, against a pretty handy side that day, despite them losing, you know, they played incredibly well against the North Devils, who were stacked with first grade players all over the place. Rowan Smith is the coach, one of the best in the country, in my opinion. Can't believe he's not still in the NRL. He's gone over to England. We wish Rowan all the very best. Had him on the podcast, obviously. But Selwyn, that day, I remember thinking, fuck, okay, he could really explode this season for the Brisbane Broncos off the back of that. And he started the season probably five games in. He was really not looking too crash hot. I really did think he needed to be dropped. We've spoken about this a lot throughout the season. I think at the end of round six, he had one try and one line break, which pretty disappointing for any winger, I guess. For a winger that came in with the sort of hype around him that Selwyn Cobbo did, that was incredibly disappointing. But it was the errors that was really killing Selwyn. And I'm just going to get those numbers up for you now. But, I mean, you remember, think back to the start of the season when we were watching him and Tony Staggs. Like, they were just battling so much out on that edge. It was getting tough to watch, to be honest with you. And you just see this kid, his confidence breaking more and more every single week. I don't have their errors up in front of me, unfortunately. I can't find them. They're not on the list directly in front of me. Can I have them here? Yeah, I don't have the errors there. That's unfortunate. But yeah, he was making, you know, two and three errors every single game for the first 5 or 6 weeks. And I was sort of sitting there going, does he need to go back to reserve grade? And then from about round six onwards, it all just turned around. He scored two tries in round seven, two tries in round nine, three tries in round 10, two tries in round 11, one try in round 12, 15 and 16, had Origin in amongst that. Came back last week against the Roosters, didn't score a try in that disappointing performance. But then against Newcastle the other night, scored three. So he scored 15 tries in like 10 games or something like that. It is incredible. When you consider he scored 15 tries this season and didn't score any in his first six games, fucking wild. The other guy, Joseph Suaalii, he has been incredible for the Chooks this year. I would argue he's probably the form winger of the competition, not of the Roosters, of the competition. Was in the New South Wales Blues camp, did not get a game, but fuck, he took a lot of experience and a lot of confidence off the back of that. Him over the last few weeks for the Roosters, I honestly do think he could push your Brian Totos and these sort of guys have been damaging out of his own end. You can already see teams are kicking the ball away from him so they don't have to deal with him. He looks incredible at the moment, and his defensive reads when he comes on, he puts shots on, just unbelievable, just crazy. So personally, I think at least one of these two has to be in the squad. I personally think both probably will be, but we'll take a bit of a deeper dive into it. So I pose the question, World Cup young guns. Will both of these young guns feature in the Kangaroos World Cup squad? If not both, which would you pick? Now we'll go through the stats of Selwyn Cobbo. First 16 games this season, he scored 15 tries. As I said, he scored 15 tries in his last 9 games. Keep that in mind because he did not score in his first 6 appearances. 1 try assist in that time. He's playing on the Sting, so that kind of makes sense. I thought he'd have more, to be honest with you, but only the 1. 15 line breaks, 81 tackles breaks, and he's averaging 129 run meters. Now, I did have a little paragraph underneath that, so I'll just read that to you quickly. Worth noting that Selwyn didn't score a try in his first 6 games and only had 2 line breaks in those first 6 games. He also ran for under 125 meters in 5 of those first 6 games. So remember, his average run meters for the season was 129, so he ran for less than 125 in 5 of those 6 first games, which is crazy. Since then, his form's been crazy, averaging more than a try a game, well and truly. It's almost a try and a half, and almost 150 meters per game. So you look back at those first 6 weeks, 5 out of 6 of his games, he ran for sub 125 meters. Since then, he's averaging 150 meters per game. So I feel like Selwyn Cobbo, he's sort of flown under the radar a little bit over the last month or so off the back of Origin. He obviously got knocked out in that, missed a couple of games. I think we've sort of forgotten the absolute hot streak that this kid has been on. I mean, before he had the HIA and he missed a couple of weeks, he had scored 2, 5, 7, 8, 9. He'd scored 10 tries in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 10 tries in 6 games for the Brisbane Broncos. He was absolutely ripping and tearing. He also had a big say in Origin 1, setting up the first try for Dane Gagai. So, I mean, what this kid has done this year has been incredible. And I think over the last month, as Selwyn Cobbo sort of floated in the background a little bit, Suaalii has just gone to a new level, and everyone's talking about Joseph from the Sydney Roosters at the moment, but I really think we can't forget what Selwyn has achieved this year and the impact he's had on this Broncos team, and it screams even more to me where he's come from. And I've seen a lot of people saying he's got too many errors in his game, and I understand he has got errors, but I think a lot of you are also basing that off what he did at the start of the season where he looked like he had feet for hands. For me, his recent form means more, and he has absolutely been killing it the last few weeks. Granted, I know what people also say, oh, Adam Reynolds still, you know, puts it all on his chest, blah, blah, blah. You still have to put yourselves in those right positions. You still have to be there in that moment. You still have to be there consistently enough that you earn the trust of an Adam Reynolds. No matter where he gets in this Australian team, he's always going to have a pretty good 7-6. So no real arguments there for me. I remember sitting here at the start of the season with the Broncos and going, they need Tony Staggs to be on the field and they need him to have probably the best season he's had so far if they're going to compete for a top 8. I would argue Katoni's been heaps quieter than Selwyn. He's done a good job. He's been solid, but Selwyn has been the star on that right edge, and the Broncos are trying to push for a top 4 berth. They're just about locked into a top 8 for me, which is just crazy. So Selwyn Cobbo has to be right up there. 16 games, 15 tries, 1 try assist, 15 line breaks, 81 tackle breaks, 129 average run meters. Last 8 weeks, though, he's averaged 150 run meters. Insane. Joseph Suaalii, let's go through his stats. Funnily enough, they've both played exactly 16 games this season. For Joseph, 16 games, 14 tries, so 1 less than Selwyn Cobbo. 2 try assists, so he's had 1 more try than that of Selwyn Cobbo. 13 line breaks, so he's had 2 less line breaks than Selwyn Cobbo, and 55 tackle breaks. So he's had almost 30 less tackle breaks than Selwyn as well. Average run meters, though, across the whole season, Suaalii is in front by about 5 meters per game. But it is worth noting, once again, that what Selwyn has done, it is, you should be basing it off his recent form, not when, at the start of the season, the Broncos were sort of struggling to work all their shit out and get all their combos intact and everything. So I think it's really close. I think the vast majority of people, if you ask them, would say Suaalii will be in the Kangaroos 17. I think most people have him on the wing. I think that's been his rise over the last few weeks, and I understand that. I probably wouldn't argue with you. But the more you look at these stats, And the more you look at what Selwyn has actually squeezed into the last 10 weeks and the form he's in at the moment, the fact that he also went to a bigger stage, State of Origin, and he delivered there as well, geez, it puts up a pretty good argument for Selwyn. Just something to consider. Now, Suwalii obviously didn't play Origin, so you can't base him on that. Final series will be very interesting. But so far, every big game that Joseph has played in, he has stood up and delivered in. So it is going to be interesting. Personally, I think they do both get picked on the Australian squad. You obviously pick, 30, 35 guys, whatever it might be. I think they'll take them both for experience. I think one of them will be in the starting side, and I think it will probably come down to who has the better performances in the finals. Now, I think it's fair to say, as it stands right now, Selwyn Cobbo has the better numbers. He has the better stats. I think he's in. His form of the back end has been incredible, as has Suwalii's. When I look at him, though, the thing that stands out for me is how good he is coming out of his own end. I actually didn't read the little paragraph that I had for him. I'll read that now. Despite making his debut last year, it should be noted that Suwalii is realistically in the first full season of his NRL career in a team that has really only found their feet in the last month or so. I would argue that he has been one of the Roosters' more consistent in a pretty inconsistent season for the team. One of the most damaging outside backs coming out of his own end. And that's the big difference for me. Suwalii coming out of his own end is incredible. I would say he's probably more damaging than Selwyn. But Selwyn is also pretty lethal coming out of his own end. He's probably underrated for coming out of his own end. I'd say both of them are at the moment. But Suwalii is definitely starting to get more and more noticed as each week goes on. Now, you guys had your say in the comments. So I'm going to read through those quickly. We'll see where we go. There are some interesting ones. First one from Lavishka says, Corey Oates is my smoky pick for the wing. He's been outstanding. Look at his stats. So underrated this year. I actually completely agree with Lavishka. She's had some great suggestions so far throughout the year. Often sends me some Broncos gear. Big Corey Oates fan. I think Corey Oates is a real smoky. Probably one that we're not talking about enough, to be fair. He's been there before for the Kangaroos. He's done a job. Thought he had a really honest interview after his game the other night, talking about how he sort of has taken it all for granted over the last few years, and now he's looking to turn it back around. A Different League podcast. I think they both deserve to tour with Australia 100%. If they fight their way into the top 17, then it's well deserved. Yeah, fair shout. I do think one of them will be in the 17. Interesting to see which one it is. A Different League podcast, by the way. Go and check them out, doing sensational things. These are the boys that put out the Paul Green, off the back of the unfortunate Paul Green incident last week, that we should have a mental health round, and it really took off on social media, which was great to see. A great idea by the boys. So make sure you get around A Different League podcast, doing fantastic things there. Our next one comes from Tamon Beyond. Both, but if I had to choose one, Cobbo all day. Interesting, Selwyn Cobbo there is definitely the pick. LJ Rugby League says, I'm taking both. J Banks 1 says, Suwalii all day. Could be anything. I might be a patient after me, just quietly. I would take both, but Suwalii ahead for a start. Both weapon and have massive upsides. Cobbo seems to have a few more errors in him, which could be exposed, especially if the conditions are wet in the UK at the time of the tournament. A fair shout. I do think that we're sort of holding on to a lot of errors that Cobbo made in the early part of this season, where I really don't think he was himself. I don't think he'd found the confidence that he has now, but is a fair shout. Now, there are a lot of comments, and this one comes from Lil Jalima, says, hope Suwalii plays for Samoa, and it is a good shout. He is eligible to play for Samoa. I think that if he gets picked for the Kangaroos, he will probably be there. That's just me assuming, though, from what I've heard. So it will be interesting to see how that plays out. So there are a couple of suggestions like that. So that'll be the only one of those that I'll read, but there are a few of them, which is fair enough. But from what I've gathered, I think if he gets selected for the Kangaroos, which personally I think he will, I think he'll be there. Both on the plane, as they said on the TV yesterday. I missed that. I'm not sure who said that. I doubt it would have been Mal Meninga that came out and said they would both be on the tour this early. Seems a bit wild to me, but I think that both at least get a spot on the plane. I think they will both go over there. Johnny Renara says, haven't seen anyone run as hard as Suwalii since Martin Lang. Heck, it was Marty Lang with the bob and head for Cronulla. Penrith champion player. William Wayne says, Cobbo, surely. Cameron G says, both. Mr. Schnelby says, Suwalii, yes. Cobbo, not yet. Interesting. I wonder what Cobbo has to do for people to be convinced that he should go. I mean, he's the one that's gone to the Origin Arena and well and truly handled himself. He's probably got the better stats as it stands at the moment as well. He's got more experience. So, interesting to see. I think finals will probably decide that. T-Stew, 380, I would take both, but I think Suwalii Bradley is more consistent and has a more rounded game. I think that's probably fair, to be honest with you. T-Stew there, one of the greats. I think it's probably fair to say he's probably more rounded at the moment. I just like him coming out of his own end. You can kick to him out of nowhere. Not that Cobbo isn't like that, but if you said to me, you know, if I can kick to one of those guys on the edge, Sualee or Cobbo, I would take Sualee. There's no doubt about that. None up the Kiwis. Fair shout from Hurley there. Swamathan says both should be there. Cast Patrol, Sualee for sure. Kid is special. Yeah, I personally do think Sualee will definitely be there, but I think Cobbo deserves to be there. What have we got? There was another good one here that I wanted to get to and touch on, which I think is really interesting. Jack Sonny, both should start on the wing. I don't know if both start, to be honest. You've obviously got Josh Adokar. You've got to fit Val Holmes in there. Turbo Latrell, if Turbo's there, Latrell will definitely be at centre. Then you got Val Holmes, you got Gagai, Josh Adokar, Daniel Tupou. There are a lot of guys. So I don't think both of them start in their best team. They might for a couple of games here and there when they take on, you know, your France, your Islands, your Portugals, whoever the fuck is playing there. So I'm sure if they both go, they will get games. But I'm not sure if they're both in their best starting sides. J-Way Camp says, Sualee start, he's the best winger in the competition already, but Cobbo in the squad for cover. Hard to argue with. I probably think that's how it will play out. Interesting one here comes from Rabideau underscore Leroy. Why is Alex Johnson left out of discussions and selections? None of these so-called superstars will reach AJ or his records. And it's a fair shout. I mean, if we are going to pick Latrell Mitchell at left center, which I safely assume that we will, should we be talking about Alex Johnson? I mean, he is on an incredible tear at the moment. He is scoring try after try. I would have argued for the beginning of his career that defensively there probably were a couple of issues there with AJ, but I'll tell you what, I notice it less and less now, to be perfectly honest with you. In South Sydney, they do concede points. It's not very often, I think, oh, AJ. There was a game a couple of weeks ago, I think it was against the Dragons, where he had a bit of a shocker, but everyone in that team had a shocker that day. So AJ's a really interesting one from Rabideau underscore Leroy. Obviously a Rabideau's fan, but I really don't think he's been that biased, to be honest with you. Obviously, it looks like he's probably going to break the try-scoring record of all time, Alex Johnson. So one to definitely consider. I mean, I don't think he hasn't played Origin. I think he's played for the Kangaroos. I think I watched him play for the Kangaroos in 2014 down in Melbourne. He played with Dylan Walker after they won the comp that year in his first season. Pretty crazy that year. But yeah, Alex Johnson, is he another one that we need to start considering? He's probably not mentioned with your guys that I just met. I just threw up 10 or, you know, probably eight names that would be in the back line, and I didn't even think of AJ. So a fair shout, one to consider. I wonder if we toss that name up on social media, what the response will be, because there's no doubting he's probably right up there with the form guys. He's obviously not as good coming out of his own end as Selwyn and Sualee, but his finishing ability is just second to none. So an interesting one to discuss there. We might throw that up on social media Monday morning and see how it is taken. Alex Johnson, really good shout. Sualee, and then we've got a few more Cobbos as well. Interesting. I personally think Sualee, I think he will start on the wing for the Kangaroos. I know that's probably bold, but I think it's getting less and less bold, to be honest. I think he's the form winger in this competition at the moment. I think the Roosters will utilize him come final, so I think we'll get plenty of opportunities, but
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selwyn Cobbo, I would definitely be taking him on the plane. I'd be taking him over there, and I'd be letting these two sort of go head to head in all the other games leading up to, you know, the big finals games. But I'd also be taking, I'd look at their stats as they are right now, and I'd say, you know what, they're pretty even, Stephen. I would argue that Sualee's getting more of the attention, but I'd argue that Cobbo, his last 10 weeks have probably been better, including an Origin debut and playing well in the Origin arena. So I would sort of say these guys are about even at the moment, or if they're not considered even, they probably should be. And I think I'd leave it up to who plays better in finals. Personally, I'm taking them both, but if one of them is stand out better than the other one come NRL finals time, which they both will feature in my opinion, all of a sudden I think that one jumps ahead to maybe get a starting spot in the first choice Kangaroos team. Crazy to think we're having this discussion. Two guys we've been talking about for 2 and 3 years that could have been absolute superstars. Quite often when you talk about these guys that don't quite live up to that hype, all of a sudden we've got a World Cup before both of these guys have played played 30-odd first-grade games. Selwyn might just be above 30, and we're already arguing which one of them should start for the Kangaroos. Unbelievable to see guys coming through and having this much success this early in the NRL. They're going to be two guys that are going to be absolute superstars in our game for a long, long time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.